Welcome to Star 102.3's Box Office Breakdown with your host, Icky, and Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. Together, they'll help save your hard-earned cash and valuable time from terrible, terrible movies.
Yes, welcome to the Box Office Breakdown on Star 102.3. I am honored to introduce you to the lovely Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. How has your week been, Movie Mom?
It's been terrific. How about you?
It's been awesome, actually. We are having perfect weather and everything's going smoothly. I could not ask for a better week. It's great.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And it's kind of the same situation for movies this week. There are three movies that all look fantastic, and I don't really know which one to attack first.
Let's start with the family movie.
Okay, so I'm guessing that's Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, that's Pete's Dragon.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
You'll see. I have Elliot.
Is Elliot a person?
No.
He looks like a dragon.
What's a dragon? A dragon.
It's, in a way, a remake of a Disney classic, the one with Helen Reddy and the cartoon dragon with the live-action boy and the Oscar-nominated song Candle in the Water. They got rid of the plot and they got rid of the music, but they kept the idea of a boy named Pete who is befriended by a dragon named Elliot. Now, this is even more like The Jungle Book or maybe Tarzan than it is like the original Pete's Dragon, because in this movie, Pete is about five when, due to an accident, he is abandoned in the woods, no parents, all by himself, and he's befriended by and essentially raised by a dragon that he names Elliot, and they become very best friends. So the movie is really enchanting, very magical, very touching.
Now, I'm one of the many people who loved the old version with the animated Elliot, and I actually still have it on beta in my in a box somewhere.
You don't have a Betamax to play it
I
on.
Don't. Actually, I do, because my father worked in television for a long time, so he saved one somewhere.
That's sweet. Okay, well, just you have to go into this knowing that it's really almost nothing to do with it, because I think even you would agree that as great as the original was, the story is not as appropriate for our time as it was back then.
No, that's very true.
Okay, the other movie opening up this week that I loved was Florence Foster Jenkins.
I'm so excited. We're going to make a recording.
Want to try another take?
Well, I don't see why. That seemed perfect to me.
Her condition is improving. What is her secret?
Music. She lives for music.
That was Florence Foster Jenkins.
How did she get on the radio?
Madam Florence, you must go on.
I feel like a dope saying Meryl Streep gives a great performance because, you know, duh, she's always amazing. But this really is one of my absolute favorites for her, as it's a true story based on a woman of 100 years ago who had all the money in the world. She was crazy wealthy. She loved music so deeply, so passionately. It was her whole life. She just had zero talent, and I mean like negative talent. She couldn't hit a note to save her life. And so she would spend fabulous amounts of money putting on incredible productions with fabulous costumes and wonderful food and all of that. And they only invited people who loved her, and it was like the Emperor's New Clothes, and told her how great she was all the time. So it was kind of a perfect life until she decided she needed to perform at Carnegie Hall.
If you really think about it, Florence Foster Jenkins was kind of the first generation of Kardashians, because she was just famous for being famous with no talent.
Famous for being famous with no talent whatsoever. Exactly.
Now, I've been waiting to hear about this next movie for a very long time.
Uh-oh.
Because this is kind of Seth Rogen's avatar. He's been waiting to do it since he finished This Is the End, Sausage Party.
Welcome, shoppers.
Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns.
I can't be here.
Yeah. We've been chosen together.
Hey, Brenda, you and me.
I'm so happy the gods put our packages together.
It's because we belong together.
It's like we were made for each other.
I'm trying to think of what I can say about it that won't get you in trouble with the FCC.
Okay, well, let's dance around this for a second. Because, first of all, I'm hearing that there are some somewhat traumatic scenes that kind of take away from the funny.
Oh, yeah. There's some real violence in it. But it's the sex scenes that are really dramatic, because, you know, all the characters in this movie are grocery store items. And most of them are food, but some of them are other things, too. And there is an orgy in this movie involving so many grocery store items doing so many nasty things to each other that you cannot unsee. So the movie feels like it was written when they were all high.
It probably was.
Probably something that struck them as very funny when they were high, and that may be the best way to see the movie. But I'm going to say that I only laughed about four times. It's not my kind of humor, but if you like This Is the End, it's basically very similar.
Well, of the three, what's the one to see?
I think if you're a grown-up, Florence Foster Jenkins. If you're going with a family, I would go with Pete's Dragon. Now, next week, we've got a ton of stuff to look forward to, including the new Ben-Hur. And I hear that the chariot race is just as exciting as in the Charlton Heston version. You don't have to sit through a four-hour movie.
Well, that's true. The original Ben-Hur was hard to handle because of its length, but
right.
It's a brave move to try and redo Ben-Hur. That's like an ultimate classic.
It is, but, you know, I did a little research and I found out that first of all, there were two silent versions of Ben-Hur. There's a theatrical version. There are two animated versions of Ben-Hur. And the book was the most popular book of the 19th century. It beat out Uncle Tom's Cabin for book sales. And it's just a really, really interesting story. So I think every generation deserves to have a new version of the story, and we'll see what it was like.
Now, I'm wondering, have you heard the announcement of the upcoming, in far future upcoming Ocean's 8 movie?
I certainly did. And you know, I've been joking that it takes only 8 women to do the job that it takes 11 men to do. No, it looks like an amazing cast.
A strong cast. I cannot wait to find out who number 8 is going to be. That's the only one they have not announced.
I'm super excited about it. I think it will be so much fun. As you know, because we've talked about this before, heist movies are absolutely one of my very favorite genres. I love them. And so I couldn't be more thrilled about this.
Well, thank you again, Movie Mom, for giving us some much-needed guidance at the box office this weekend. You can get info on these movies and so much more at MovieMom.com.
Bye-bye.
Check back with us next Friday at 6:15 for another round of the box office breakdown only on Star 102.3.